Summer sales event is happening all season long through August. And if leasing is something that you've been thinking about, the good news is Moon Township Ford is celebrating their season of affordability with leases on every model starting at just $299 per month. For more details, stop in at Moon Township Ford or visit them online. The Ford Summer Sales Event and the Season of Affordability, bringing big savings just in time for summer. It's all happening at Moon Township Ford, University Boulevard, Moon Township.
Falcone's Moon Township Ford, where friends send friends.
8:13 on this Monday morning, Scott Tatey here. The place to be this Saturday coming up is at Iron City Brewing, Pittsburgh Brewing, right there in Creighton along the river. They're having the Pittsburgh Brewing Company's Iron City Riverfront Throwdown, a country music festival. It's got a great lineup of talent, including our guest right now on the phone, Chris Higbee. Chris, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, man, it's been a while since we talked.
Been half a minute.
Well, I appreciate all the great songs you've been giving us through the years. All morning I've been saying one of the best fiddle players you will ever see in your life is Chris Higbee. So talk about this Riverfront Throwdown. What's going to be happening for you guys on stage?
Oh, man, it's going to be great. We got tons of talent on there. Of course, my boys will be there with me, and we got all kind of things about. You can get as much redneckery done as you want on this one.
Yeah, there's a mechanical bull. Have you ever ridden a mechanical bull?
I have. I've ridden the mechanical bull while playing the fiddle.
Oh, man. And I bet you lasted all 7 seconds or 8 seconds.
Oh, yeah, sure did. No doubt.
Keg lassoing. You get to lasso a keg. I've never done that.
I'm not sure exactly what that means, but yeah. I'm willing to try it.
And then they're having a cowboy, cowgirl, a hat contest, the boot struts contest. So it does sound like a good old hootenanny.
Oh, yeah, buddy. It's going to be a great time. Very much looking forward to it, bringing some country into Pittsburgh. It's going to be great.
Now, talk about your recording career, Chris Higbee, and then the songs you've written, the originals you've done, and then some of the biggest places you've played and throughout the region and beyond.
Yeah, so I've written about I've recorded 60 songs. They're all on Spotify and all over the place there. Just released my new single called Way Out on last Friday, and my son just released a single. His name's Alex. So we're getting after the original music scene, man.
Cool.
Spotify
cool.
And online's all taking off real good for us. So spreading the music through the country and the world.
And it's definitely it's kind of vintage country. It's old school country songs about back roads and then parties and working hard and reaping the benefits of working hard.
That's what the words say, but the music's very modern. We try to keep things all over the place. All my guys are extremely talented musicians, and so we try to appeal all to all audiences.
Now, someone will remember you from your days in Parvenac Hillbillies, a band that drew 5,000 people to Station Square Amphitheater. And did you ever dip back and do any of those old songs as well in your sets?
Nope.
Sticking
nope.
With them. I like that.
That part of my life's behind me, brother. Everything I got going on is way better.
Good on you. Talk about this location you're going to be playing. I'm sure you've been to Pittsburgh Brewing, that new spot they got there. That's just a lovely place for music.
Yeah. I got hooked up with them, with those guys for a while, a little bit ago. And we've been doing shows for them for a very long time. Of course, it doesn't get any more Pittsburgh than that.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get back there and have our own headlining show.
People get a chance to walk into the brewery. You can see where the where the tanks are and everything like that. There's different packages, like VIP packages for that. But it's well worth the trip just to see where they make that iconic Iron City beer. Like you said, you can't get more Western Pennsylvania to be on that site.
Well, you ain't a whistling Dixie. The riverfront stage right there is freaking immaculate looking. They did a really great job keeping that place looking really nice.
Yeah. Now, some of the other artists that are performing, Joe Patrick, Four on the Floor, Josie Salve, have you ever, opened for them or had them open for you? Would you ever, hang out with those guys?
Yep.
What do you know about that?
Yeah, we worked with Joe. We worked with Joe all the time. I haven't seen him in a while, but we used to work with him all the time back in the day. And Josie's brand new up-and-comer, so looking forward to sharing the stage with both of those.
It's kind of mixed. Now, are you going to be hanging out either before or after? Are you going to have like a merch tent? Are you going to be, just posing for pictures, selling your stuff?
Oh, yeah, we'll be there all day hanging out, shaking hands, kissing babies.
I talk about your fiddle playing. I'm going to brag on your behalf. But, you were acclaimed for years for that. And talk about how old were you when you first started playing fiddle?
7 years old.
Man,
yep.
Man.
I liked a girl called Diane, so I started playing the fiddle because she did violin, actually.
You still stay in touch with Diane, or is that past too?
Never. No, actually, from grade school, I haven't even seen her. I'm surprised she hasn't reached out, seeing how she got a big song written about her.
But you had to have won awards through the years, or you know, some kind of accolades for what a talented fiddle player you are. Is that true? Is there any kind of awards? You have a trophy case at home or something?
I do, but yeah, I've been all over the place playing in contests and stuff, and have done that. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, well, like they say in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. And talk about the rest of your band behind you. Who you got on stage with you?
I got Mark Fincic on guitar, Patrick Duff on bass, Mike Ezzo on the drums, and both my sons play, Alex and Hunter, with me. He's playing fiddle and singing and playing acoustic guitar. So, yeah, having a blast, man.
Now, what's that like for you, getting to have your boys on stage with you? That's a unique kind of aspect.
The greatest thing on earth, brother. Greatest thing on earth, having my family up there with me. Yep, I enjoy every show because of them.
Man, is that something you can tell from an early day? Were they like 7 years old? They were already making music? Okay.
Yeah, they've been on stage with me since they were babies, and I've loved it since.
Runs in the family. Let's talk about it one more time. It's called the Iron City Riverfront Throwdown Country Music Festival. Yep. Brand new festival. You got your mechanical bull, your keg lassoing, the boot strut contest, and I'm sure there'll be all kinds of food trucks lined up there as well. So what else do you think is important for people to know about this event coming up this Saturday?
If they want to have a great time, go to PittsburghBrewing.com for tickets. If everybody wants to have a great Saturday, then come on out and have some fun.
Okay. I'm going to play one of your songs. Because I was thinking about playing Something About a Back Road. That's taken us back about a dozen years or so. But you got to send me that new one, Chris. We do local music every Friday. We'll definitely play that.
Cool, man. I'd love to. I'd love for you to do that.
And where can people find your music?
Way Out.
Yeah. Where are you at on online?
I just released it.
Okay. Do you have like
a... We released it last week. It's doing real good for us. So I'd love for you to give that a spin.
I wonder if I can, is it on YouTube right now? I wonder if I can find it.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Okay, send it to me. I'll get that on later in the show. I'll definitely play it.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. Chris, keep up the great work, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on stage this Saturday. Keep it up, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Yeah, he is very, very talented in concert. Chris Higby, just one of those guys kind of engages the audience, you know, makes a lot of eye contact and has the right rapport with crowds, knows the right things to say and everything. I'm going to play that new one. He's going to send it to me. But right now, since I got it queued up, here's an older one from Chris Higby. It's taken us back maybe about 11 years ago or so. It's called Something About a Back Road. If you ever lived on a back road, I think you can relate.